Okay, hi everyone. My name is Lauren, and today we have our podcast team minus Ruben. So, podcast team, say hello to everyone.
Hello.
All got ones. Hello, I'm Joe.
And Francesco's here, but he'll be joining us in a second. He's making dinner, but he's in the call. Just don't worry about it. So this podcast episode, we were supposed to have special guests, but unfortunately they could not participate. So instead, we're just gonna have a normal episode, and this time we're gonna talk about the upcoming holiday that nobody likes.
Yay.
Yay.
Valentine's Day. Okay, maybe somebody likes it, sorry. But, I mean, it's the worst for single people.
Is true.
Yep. Do you guys
To be honest,
remember, like, oh, what was it, Joe?
oh no, you go.
Yeah. Okay. So, remember in like elementary school or like middle school, you had to bring candy to pass out to the other
And like
students.
Valentine's Day cards and stuff.
It was like candy grams and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never done
Oh, well, that's not.
that. Welcome to England.
But in America, we would have to, in elementary school, we would have to bring Valentine's Day cards to everyone in our class.
So the only time we bought sweets, as we call them, candy, whatever you want to
Yeah.
call them, it's when it was our birthday in school. And this was like, because I don't know how your grade system works, but we do primary school. I can't even remember our schooling systems, to be honest. Oh,
We did
no,
like 1 through
prime.
5 in like elementary, middle, or elementary school, and then middle school was like letter grades.
Yeah, we don't have the letter grades. We have the years,
Oh.
so I think it was
Hi.
about year
Can you hear
one to.
me?
Oh,
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Francesco's
Hello,
here.
podcast.
Yes, years. About years one to three, I think. We always bought sweets in when it was our birthday, and I never had to do it because my birthday's like Christmas. Yay. Saving the money on them sweets because they're expensive.
I also never had my birthday in school because my birthday is in the middle of August. So, right in the middle of holidays.
Oh. I mean, my birthday's in March, so
Me
I'm usually
too.
always happy birthday.
Wait. Steph, what date?
27th.
Oh, yeah! Because it would always be your birthday and then my birthday.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people I know who was born on the 27th
Wait, you're an
May.
Aries?
I am.
Wow. That's for
It
another
kind of makes sense.
podcast episode. I would love to do
Yeah.
like astrology because that's what I'm into right now. But cool. Wait,
I mean,
what?
Aries kind of makes sense because I'm super passionate and also kind of annoying, but everyone loves me.
I don't know what mine means, so
What's your birth? When's your birthday?
27th of December, so I'm a Capricorn.
Ah, yes.
My mom's a
Capricorn.
Capricorn.
Whatever that means, I don't
My
know.
ex was a Capricorn. How about you, Francesco? When was your birthday?
I'm a Leo.
Leo?
Going to Virgin.
You're a
Yeah,
lion.
I'm a Leo. Lion. Yeah, and funny thing, I'm not really into astrology, but I do follow a lot of astrology memes page on
Oh, yeah,
Instagram.
same.
Because they are too relatable to me.
Yeah, same. Or I follow, like, I think it's like Zodiac memes or something like that.
Wait, Lauren, what's your astrology sign then? If you're not an Aries, because I thought you would be.
I am.
Oh. And we're both goats.
Imagine an Aries and an Aries fighting against each other. All hell breaks loose.
I mean, I would win, but...
No, dude. Nobody wins.
Next in the Habbo White House podcast, Steph and Lauren fight. Place your bets.
Honestly, that would be so bad.
So, like, in a physical fight, Lauren
no,
would definitely
stop.
Beat me. But, like, in an emotional fight, I'd probably beat her.
Yeah.
Anyway, Valentine's Day.
So, Valentine's Day, you know, I just want some flowers, man. Like,
see,
my brothers
not,
can
I'm
just give
really.
Me flowers or something.
I'm not really fussed
like,
about Valentine's Day.
Are we talking about Valentine's Day in real life or on the Habbo White House?
Well, there's a Valentine's ball coming up on the 13th. On Saturday or Friday. No,
Saturday.
I was about to say Friday, but it's Saturday. Yes. Yeah.
It's definitely Saturday.
Do you all have a date to the ball?
I do.
I kinda do.
I won't say who.
But...
I'm gonna go sit in a corner on my own.
I'm not going to the ball because that's too much effort.
Yes, too much effort.
I kinda do, but she said she probably not gonna make it, so...
Aww!
I mean, it's okay, you can just go anyways. Your friends are gonna
be there.
I'll
make Tony be my date.
What?
Come sit in the corner with me.
I said I'll make Tony be my date.
I'm dead.
Yeah, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Me neither. Also, my girlfriend hates it, so...
Oh, your girlfriend hates Valentine's Day?
Yep.
Wow. Well, that's good, because you don't have to treat her out and stuff like that.
No, but her birthday is in February, so then...
Oh, that's probably why.
I need to buy...
At least you don't have to buy Valentine's and then birthday. Right.
No.
How's your dinner there?
What have you got to eat?
Because we can hear it.
Yeah, everybody makes fun of this recipe, but it's actually very, very, very good.
What is it?
It's just avocado and tuna fish and soy sauce. And if you want, you can put it rice.
Avocado, tuna fish, and soy sauce?
Yep.
You know, I thought you were gonna put like mayonnaise or something, but I don't think mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Does mayonnaise exist in over there?
Does mayonnaise exist?
It does?
Wait, it doesn't?
No, it doesn't.
I told you,
no.
Steph!
Didn't even know what it is.
I was kind of expecting for someone to go, is mayonnaise an instrument?
Is mayonnaise an instrument?
No, mayonnaise is not an instrument.
Yes it is. Have you not seen the video?
Oh, mayonnaise. I thought you were talking about a place.
Oh, see, it does exist, okay?
He said it doesn't exist!
It does exist.
I'm just kidding.
I thought it was a place, like...
Oh, no.
No, mayonnaise the instrument, obviously.
Wait, but then... Okay, so mayonnaise? You don't put mayonnaise with your tuna?
That's what I kind of expected.
I don't like mayo.
I think that mayonnaise, like, heals flavors.
Oh. I see.
Yeah, but doesn't like the tuna get like all dry or whatever with the soy sauce or?
With no.
Or am with I stupid?
Or maybe he? Do you not add a lot of soy sauce? It's like a little bit for taste, I guess.
No, I add a lot of soy sauce.
Oh.
Well, that's
now I'm trying to think about it. I've never had. Well, actually, that's a lie. I was gonna say I've never had soy sauce with avocado, but then I'm like, wait, sushi.
Yeah, technically sushi.
Yeah, it's technically sushi. That whatever he's eating, but it's just missing the seaweed, right?
Yeah, it's honestly,
I do have seaweed. But,
So you're making like, so you're eating basically.
No, because I didn't want to cook stuff because you need to boil it.
Oh.
I was gonna say you're basically eating, taking apart sushi, but.
Yeah, no, it's like, I really into like, fusion, kitchen, cooking. I like mix everything together. I know.
Oh, as long as you like it, that's pretty cool.
I'm not gonna talk about my food because I'm a boring eater. I'm on a diet at the moment.
Oh, yeah. What type of diet?
It's to bulk me up, but I'm not like eating McDonald's foods or any fatty. It's all protein
I just had steak last night.
Pizza.
Oh, steak. What
steak with salad. We had ribeye steak, because you know what?
How good?
Our local grocery store was selling good ones.
I haven't eaten steak, like, forever.
You guys are going to go at me steak. For this, but I don't like steak. I just don't like steak.
I like steak. Like, a lot. But we...
I like it, but I don't think it's very healthy.
We don't get supermarket steak. We go to the butchers and get steak. It's expensive, but...
Yeah, it's expensive to go there.
I mean, we're having some next week.
High quality.
I'll go buy it. It's going to cost £45, which is a lot for some meat.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know what that is in dollars.
Let me see. £45. $2.
It's about $61.
Yeah. 51.
Yeah, steak.
Steak. It was really good. Sorry.
You need to... One day, if you ever come to Italy, you need to try the Fiorentina steak in Florence.
Wait, what kind of steak is it?
Fiorentina.
I was gonna say, you almost said my middle name. Cause it's not... I have a really Florentino. Long name.
Yeah, Fiorentino is a common South American name.
Really? First name or last name?
Last name.
Oh... That's actually kind of funny. Cause like, I'm full Filipino, but my mom's side are like all light skinned. Because there's like something down like our, like down our ancestry. Like, I'm pretty sure like whoever started our line, like got with like some Spaniard or something like that. So that's why we're all light-skinned. And it's just really funny. Because my grandma has, like, greenish-bluish eyes. But we don't. We have brown eyes. That's just a little history.
My family tree's pretty simple. There's a bit of German in there. And there's, of course, the English.
Have you guys tried the 23andMe?
No.
Not yet.
Good, don't do it.
No, because I most certainly 100% Italian. Maybe there's a chance that my family is from different regions of Italy, but I'm mostly 100% Italian. Like most of Italians.
I know for a fact there's German, because my great 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 uncle, he jumped a double decker bus. You know, in London, you got the big double decker buses over Tower Bridge when it was opening. So yeah, family facts.
How does that relate to being German?
Because his name was Albert Gunter, and Gunter was a German name.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. I should have mentioned that part, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, just skip like... whole sections of it.
If you catch a double decker bus here of German origins.
What? So I'm thinking about cutting my hair.
Oh, I had a haircut.
You did?
It's all gone. Again.
Did you do the military haircut?
Yes, I did.
I did it this summer because I had a
because everything's closed here. Everything's closed here, including the barbershop, so I can't actually go to get a haircut. So I thought, as I'm going in the Air Force, it's going to come off anyway, so.
Oh my god, it's playing the song, but you can't hear it, sorry.
Is it still Bridgerton on?
Mm-hmm.
We can't hear. What's good to watch during the lockdown? Let's start that question.
Oh, you want to know? Okay.
Yeah.
So I just started... Well, actually, this would be kind of sad because these all required to be... This would require to be on Hulu, but I think you can still like watch it somehow. But it's called 911. I just started watching that, and it's kind of like Grey's Anatomy, if you've seen that. It's very dramatic. And like, if you don't know what Grey's Anatomy is, like, every day is a new like story, like where the main characters have to work on a case or like on a person, because they're like a trauma hospital and all that.
Yeah.
So for 911, it's like that, but the main characters are like attending like to the emergency calls.
Think I've seen clips of it.
Yeah, so you see like the point of view from the 911 operator and the firefighter and the police department.
Okay.
But it's all dramatic and it kind of gets you on the edge of your seat with every episode. And there's still like story behind it, like when they're not doing cases or like going to the calls. But that's like something I'm watching right now. It's really good.
I'd have to try and find it because we can't get Hulu over here. Literally, my TV guide is... I'm not sure if you guys have it. We have like daytime quiz shows, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. From that point onward, it's quiz shows. We have that, and that just keeps me going through.
Here in Italy, we have them.
Yeah, we've got a lot during the day, and then there's some that we have during the night. I think we've.
What is it?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? We've still got.
Okay.
But it's had a host change. So we've now got Jeremy Clarkson doing it. He's from the Grand Tour.
You know what my favorite game show was, though?
What?
Like, Lauren, you'll know the show, but I don't think any of the other two would know. Deal or No Deal?
Deal or No Deal. It was fantastic. We had a slightly different layout. It finished a couple years ago. So you guys have got the briefcases, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we still have it.
Yeah, so we had boxes. We had 22 boxes. I'm not sure if it's 22 briefcases.
Uh-huh.
Or, but I used to love Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, when my mom went on a cruise, she actually was part of their Deal or No Deal game.
What?
But then she lost. But, you know.
It's the experience that counts. It's the experience.
Exactly. There's how many briefcases? It doesn't say.
Because we had 22 boxes. Was it 22 boxes? Yeah, 22 identical boxes.
Oh, there's 26.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 26 briefcases from ranging from 1 cent to $1 million.
If only I could get the $1 million.
Oh, we didn't have £1 million. We went to a quarter of a million. I think at the time there was only one game show that gave £1 million out, and that was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That's the name, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, when did you want to wrap this up?
Yeah. I mean, it's a short one today, because I think we just didn't prepare. But it's okay. We still had something to talk about, which I think is really good. We'll just have a short episode for today, and hopefully we can talk with more people next episode.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
I plan to contact Congress, so Congress, if you're listening, you're next. But more so, leadership.
And of course, I'll try again with SS.
Yes. Hopefully we can try to get a better schedule
please,
there.
Please join. Please.
Yes.
We were supposed to do this last week, and then everything just went pear-shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was nice talking with all of you. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
And thank you.
Anyone else want to finish saying anything else before I close it off?
Stay safe, wash your hands, social distancing.
Yes.
Keep safe.
Bye.
Stuff, anything?
I love you guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, yeah.
Send a compliment to someone they really want it.
Oh, yeah.
Can I send one to myself?
It was really
yeah, cool. You can send one to yourself.
Absolutely, I'm doing that.
Do that. I done it to
someone's
myself.
Day or make your own day a little bit better.
Yeah, just to make yourself have a better day, you know? Sometimes
fantastic.
We just need self notes to each other.
And tune into the White House radio, because Lauren's in charge of it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Please do.
DJ
and
of the week
going
right
to, we're going to be releasing the Tribune, so please take a read of that, too.